Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure, as always, to be here with you today. And I have with me today, we're going to bring on a special guest. And she is in, she's going to be in Missouri here shortly, and she travels around and does a lot of speaking. But Michelle Machen, you know her, she's a conservative blogger, political commentator, and author. She's quick-witted, and she, you know, she doesn't hold back. She doesn't hold back with her journalism. She doesn't hold back with her beliefs in her. And she takes a stand as some people are a little afraid to do. You know, don't want to offend somebody. Don't want to get everybody upset. But Michelle Machen's my guest today for the first part of this show. And she is going to be in Missouri. And she's also going to be in Colorado here in another couple of months. But she's going to be in Missouri to speak at the Vitae Foundation, and they're going to have a fundraiser, as they do periodically. And I'm just going to bring Michelle on. Michelle, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me, Beth Ann.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and I do want to thank you for all that you do. I know it's a daily routine for you, but we appreciate the stand that you take for women across this nation.
Well, I appreciate that. It is a blessing to be able to make a living running my mouth off.
You know, I had a friend ask me, he said, "Well, do you like what you do?" And I said, "I'm a female and I'm talking for a living. What do you think?"
Exactly. And I think a lot of times that people in this country take for granted the miracle that this country is, and all of the privileges that we enjoy. And I think, you know, in large part, it was my upbringing, the reminder from my own immigrant parents who came here legally from the Philippines in 1970, who gave us constant reminders about what our lives could have been if we were not here. Mm-hmm. And I think that perspective is so often lost in the daily gripe fest and grievance mongering that goes on. So, it is definitely an incredible thing to be able to stand up for what you believe in and be able to put food on the table and fight the good fight.
Well, you know, and in March you're going to be speaking here in Missouri to a lot of Missourians. They're going to flock to come hear Michelle talk. But, you know, it's about life, and Vitae does a wonderful job. What they do is just totally unique from any other, you know, I don't even want to call them pro-life, because they're just out there changing lives as well as saving lives. And, you know, Michelle, there's so much going on in this world today, and I was thinking this morning as I was preparing for this show, you know, we seem to have lost our zeal and our understanding for freedom and liberty. And maybe it's because we've lost that love of life. You know, we don't seem to respect life from the beginning to the end anymore. Do you think maybe that's a possibility?
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Beth Ann. The concept of respect for life, sanctity of life, is so eroded in a culture of death. And, you know, we just had the Oscars ceremony yesterday, and I was thinking about the entire spectacle of Hollywood, which is filled with, unfortunately, so many women who have incredible opportunities to stand up for life and then do the exact opposite. This is why the work that Vitae does is so important, because they understand, I think, more than any other organization out there, the importance of reaching the culture, getting beyond the political circles, and touching women in their lives where they need to be, in their own backyards, when they're driving along, the billboards, the videos that they do. It's that kind of penetration that's really going to turn the culture around, and that's why I feel a really special attachment to the foundation and all of the activists that work for them. Just incredible.
They reach out with compassion. It's not about being judgmental. It's not about any of that kind of things, but they reach out in compassion and love for these women. These women, most of them are young, but not always, but they're in a position in their lives that they're totally desperate. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to turn. Society tells them one thing, just erase this problem. It'll be gone. Boom, done. And you and I know that's not true. And Vitae steps in subtly with love and just tells them, you know, there's another way. Let us help you. It's not just they're going to tell them there's another way. They actually help them through it.
That's right. And, you know, you have so many of these anti-life, zealously pro-abortion extremists in Hollywood and in Washington, D.C., and infesting every college campus, telling women that there's only one window out. And what Vitae does, and I love the way they put this, is they show them that there are many, many doors. And it's that mission and that love that they show that touches me. It hits me every time. I mean, I've been to many Vitae events, and I never grow tired of meeting all of the people who are behind the scenes doing this blessed work.
You know, somebody, when they found out you were going to be on, they wanted me to ask you a question that somebody apparently had asked Scott Walker. I said, well, she can't really answer for Scott Walker, but the question was all about, you know, they were asking him about evolution, but why don't they ask about when does life actually begin? And I think you and I know when life begins. It's really a no-brainer, and it's another thing that they're trying to redefine that makes it that shady gray area that confuses people if they're not firm in their foundation. And, you know, I think, too, you know, they had an instance here. It was tragic where some man threw his five-year-old off a bridge in Florida, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, we do these abortions day in and day out. When is it okay to murder? And when is it not?
Yeah, never. And when, you know, when you have a sense of moral clarity and purpose, all of these things come into focus. And, of course, it's never difficult to answer these questions. But I think you know, just going back to this, you know, these attacks on Scott Walker and people like them who are very visible targets, it always bugs me. I mean, that's one of the reasons I wake up every morning with as much energy as I did when I started my career 20-plus years ago. You have these so-called journalists who pretend to be objective, who have one goal in mind, and that's to play gotcha games with people whose values and principles they disagree with. And, yeah, where are the journalists to do the stump questions to Nancy Pelosi, for example, or Debbie Wasserman Schultz? You don't see it. And, you know, there are many ways to tackle, you know, these kind of fights. And, you know, being able to speak out and have a show like you do, or write on a website or newspaper columns like I do, you know, we need every voice in this fight.
Well, and you know what? You need to have a love for the people. And I'm here. I'm no young chickadee anymore. I'm here because I care about the future of my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, the children in my neighborhood. I care about what the future is. And Vitae is building a future.
They certainly are. And you know what? They're using all of the most modern 21st century tools to do it. As somebody who's made a living in both old media and new media, one of the things that I think that makes Vitae special is their recognition that things like social media and YouTube and doing things, you know, beyond the norm of trying to reach these young women is going to make them successful, and they have been, and more power to them.
Well, we look forward to having you here in March. Appreciate it. You come to the little old flyover state of Missouri. We really appreciate you coming in. And I'm going to be in Colorado at the Western Conservative Summit in June. Maybe we'll bump into each other there. Will you be there?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we really appreciate what you're doing, and I thank you so much. I need to have you back on, and we can maybe really get down and do some talk.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it so much what you're doing. We're going into a break. We will open up the phone lines. Going to let you know exactly when Michelle's going to be here and when you can go and find your tickets and get that taken care of and go listen to her and, you know, give her a little pat on the back. You know, it isn't easy to stand up for what's right. And we've got some brave people across this nation doing that. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had Michelle Machen on at the very beginning of the show, and I'm going to play a little excerpt. She's got a little commercial that she's put out for Vitae for when she's going to be here speaking, and we're going to play that for you now.
Hi, this is Michelle Machen. Maybe you've read my books and columns or watched me on Fox News. Join me on Thursday, March 5th at the Capitol Plaza Hotel as I keynote the Vitae Foundation's pro-life luncheon and dinner in Jefferson City. I am so moved by the work Vitae does using media to change the culture and reduce abortion. I know from experience, mass media works. I eagerly relate stories that are silenced, and the stories from Vitae are among the most powerful. Register online for the March 5th event at adsforlife.org.
You know, it's a big thing that Vitae does, and they do this periodically, you know, a couple of times a year here in the state of Missouri, but they do this all across the nation. But Michelle is going to be here on March the 5th. She will be in Missouri, in Jefferson City, Missouri, at the Vitae Foundation, and they're going to have her speak there, and that is at 6:30, March the 5th. Now, they're going to have a lunch program as well, and that'll be at noon, obviously, and then at 6:30, and this will be at the Capitol Plaza Hotel, which is right there on McCarty, West McCarty, 415 West McCarty in Jefferson City. Now, you can go to Vitae's website, which is just vitaefoundation.org, and click on events, and you can see what they're going to be doing. And they have all kinds of events across the nation, different times of the year. And like I said, in April, Michelle is also going to be in Colorado speaking at a Vitae Foundation there event. And they host these events across this great nation because life is so important from sea to shining sea, my friends. I don't get on and talk about abortion a lot, but I want you to know that I am a woman that stands for life. I believe in life. You know, I've had my own children. I had five, and it absolutely was the most difficult thing I ever did in my life, and I'm not sure it's ever quite done, and the most rewarding. And the rewards, of course, are those grandchildren, or to see those children grow up, all those sons that I had grow up and become good fathers themselves, good husbands themselves. I babysat this weekend of two of my grandchildren. I have 12, two of my grandchildren, and it was so much fun. Now, they have their moments, but it was so much fun. We did some fun things together, and to watch them grow and to learn and to to see what life is in the eyes of a child is just wonderful. Yesterday was Men's Day at church, where the men step up. And instead of the pastor being the preacher, we had a gentleman, one of the deacons, that was brought the message. And he talked about what men need to be doing. Now, with the Vitae Foundation, they are dealing with a lot of women who have unplanned pregnancies that are in a position, a desperate position in their lives. Many of them are young, but not all of them are. And we look into some other issues of that, and I want to talk about that in just a little bit. We have Stacy from the Vitae Foundation with us at this moment. Stacy, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Did you get to hear Michelle?
I'm sorry, I did not. I was I'm sorry. I was in a meeting, but I'm here now. That's the important thing.
That's important. Well, Michelle and I were talking about what a great job Vitae does, and I know that you know that since you're one of the big leaders there in Jefferson City with the Vitae Foundation. But I was just explaining to my listener, Stacy, that Vitae does these events across this nation periodically in different months, different places. And I noticed that Michelle was going to be on in April. She was going to be in Colorado speaking at an event. And you have some other things coming on. But let's talk about the event in March here in Missouri.
Yes, next Thursday, March 5th, in Jefferson City, Michelle Malkin will be speaking at Capitol Plaza Hotel for Vitae. There is a luncheon that begins at noon. It's an hour and a half, and we keep a real tight schedule and honor people's daytime responsibilities. And then the DISP event starts at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And Michelle has spoken for Vitae a number of times, and I know, I'm sure by the interview you can tell just how feisty and how great she is to listen to. But she's very, she loves life. She comes from a great family who immigrated to the United States, and her dad taught her and her brother at a very young age that being involved in your community and standing for issues you believe in is important.
It is so important. And, you know, I think that's something that many people are afraid to do. We're afraid of offending a neighbor. We're afraid of this or afraid of that. And it's time that we stopped having that fear in our lives and we stood up for what is right. That is always the right thing to do. And I know that's what Vitae is doing. And it started as a little backyard barbecue when they decided they were going to do something like this and start helping people. Instead of pointing fingers and criticizing, they're going to help people. And they don't only save lives, but they change lives. And that's what's so special about the Vitae Foundation.
Right. The backyard barbecue raised $18,000, and that was a lot of money. Today, that's equivalent to about $284,000. Mm. So you can see how much things have changed in the last 23 years. You're right, too, about seeking out on things that you believe in. I recently made a trip out to New Mexico. It's one of the new territories that we are expanding into because I learned that they are doing late-term abortions. Mm. Yes, third trimester abortions, and women have come from 28 different states to Albuquerque to have those lives terminated. Mm. And I was on a plane, and you're never real sure. So what do you do? You're never real sure what you're going to get, but I could tell that this woman, it made her think. And the way that we approach the issue is not to be confrontational or judgmental. We're helping women find local life-affirming resources so they can make a decision they can live with. And often the decision to have an abortion haunts a woman for the rest of her life. And, of course, you know, we value life. We do believe that it's a gift from God, and so we do everything we can to offer women the help and services that are available in their local community.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm on the air there in Alamogordo, New Mexico. I've got quite a few listeners in that area.
Great.
So they would love to know about this, Stacy.
Oh, I'm excited. We will be launching a website, a statewide website of the directory, so to speak, of the pregnancy centers in New Mexico. We also have already launched those in Texas, the state of Washington, Colorado, and New Mexico, Florida, and Oregon are the ones that are being currently developed. So we are really excited to be able to help those areas where the need is most. And we look at the top 25 media markets because that's where half of the American population lives. And, of course, you know, abortion is more prominent there. Yet when I learned what was happening in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, which is, it's only a number 47 media market, but my goodness, they're doing late-term abortions, and they need our help. So we, you know, the Lord leads us where we need to go, it seems.
Well, it is an issue that is across this nation, so you have to reach out in all 50 states. You're going to go to Hawaii pretty soon, or have you already done that?
Well, I'm not, but gosh, I sure would like to. New York is it's the abortion capital of our country. Mm. Chicago is a market that we are in because, you know, especially on the south side of Chicago, and, you know, as many of your listeners might know, that's a really it's a hostile environment there. I mean, there's
Absolutely.
A lot of crime, and for women and men to open a pregnancy center and offer hope and help is challenging. And so
you
we're
know,
helping them.
I'm certain that you saw this a month or so ago where it had this church out of Wichita, Kansas, and they were celebrating. They were having a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, and they were celebrating the 40-some years of abortion.
Yes.
And it just absolutely broke my heart that
you know,
we would celebrate such a thing.
Yeah, that's where, you know, you have to really employ your gift, the gift of forgiveness.
Oh, yes.
Because they, you know, and I run into people, I've had discussions with people who are pro-choice. And, you know, it's nice to be able to walk away and still remain friends. Mm-hmm. But you have to speak out for what you believe in, and you have to do it in a way that doesn't, you know, I've seen too many times where you approach someone who is pro-choice, yet if you speak to them in a kind, loving, and concerned way, and you don't try to force your values and beliefs on them, I think that you can make a real difference.
You don't get anywhere by trying to beat somebody in the head. It has to be through love. It has to be through compassion. And, you know, they've been taught, you know, we had the speaker, Kathy Ireland, and she had her own mind turned around when she started studying. It doesn't take much. I know you have to go, and we're heading into a break, Stacy. We just appreciate you so much. We'll have you back on real soon, and we look forward to seeing Michelle here in just a week or so. Thank you so much. Right. We will be right back at 877-895-5410.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have been visiting with folks from the Vitae Foundation, and they're going to be hosting it's a fundraiser that takes money to help these young women and their new babies. It takes money, friends, to save life. And Michelle Malkin will be speaking on March the 5th in Jefferson City, Missouri, which is the state capital, and it's right pretty much in the center of the state. And if you're in Illinois, it's not that far to drive, and if you're in Arkansas, it's not that far to drive. But if you're right here in Missouri, it's even closer. So Michelle Malkin, she's going to be speaking at noon, and then she'll be speaking again at 6:30. So they're doing a luncheon, and then they're doing the dinner banquet, and they're always very nice. I haven't made it to their luncheons too much, but I have made it to the dinners. And it will be at the Capitol Plaza Hotel, 415 West McCarty Street, and that will be the 5th of March. You can go to vitaefoundation.org Click on events and see how you can get your ticket to get there. That's VITAE. That's V as in victory, ITAE foundation.org. Now we have Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, a lot of these guys out there that get women pregnant don't realize the awesome privilege they've been granted by Yahweh. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
And it disgusts me, abortion. See, I found out in 1972 in the Navy that I can't produce a child. Okay? I'm sterile. And that affected me big time. Okay? What it really disgusts me is how these women will murder this baby. They say it's their body, right? And I tell them, I said, okay, look, if you want to have your breasts taken off or augmented, your butt bigger, smaller, and stuff like that, yeah, that's your body, you can do that, okay? But when you have that life growing inside you, your choice ended.
Well, the problem is, yeah, the problem is, Mike, they've bought into the deceit and the lies of society that tells them that it's not a life. And, you know, there are many women that are so hurting and so desperate, and they'll listen to whoever they think will lend them some help.
Yeah.
And the Vitae Foundation, what they're doing is they're lending that help through compassion and love. They're not trying to judge these girls for what has happened, but to help them through it. And you know, that's the only way to help people through hard times, whether it's this or something else, is to exhibit love and compassion to them.
That's right, exactly. Because like you said, you beat somebody over the head, and they're going to resent it more.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And you know,
it's the opposite, you know?
You know, you're so right about the young men and women that they don't understand the fragility, how fragile life really is, how precious it is, and what a gift it truly is. And, you know, like I started to say before Stacy came on board with me, was yesterday the young man, he also has adopted children. And he was talking about fatherhood and how important fatherhood is. Now, these families, not all of them, but so many of them, they themselves have not been raised with a father in the home. Fathers have been downplayed in society. I mean, they act, you look at the sitcoms and they tell, you know, the man is the stupid one they portray and, you know, the woman's the leader and all this and that. And even in with some of the fairy tales now, they're rewriting the fairy tales, you know, so that the woman's the strong figure. And, you know, that's okay. I believe in strong women. I try to be a strong one. But,
of course,
but
it
takes two.
Beside your man, that's right. It takes two to make the child, yep.
Well, it takes two
to raise
them. You know, sometimes you're in a position where you have to raise them alone. But it takes two. It's so much better off. That was God's intention. It takes two to raise those children. And the male and the female, they both add to the rearing of the child, whether you're raising a boy child or a girl child. And the girl, the father plays a special part in her life. And vice versa with the woman and the young and the little boys. And the little boys need that male, they need that male leadership. They need to be taught how to be a man. And the little girls need to be taught how to be women. You know, there is a difference between us. And, that's just the way it is. That's the way God intended
it. Exactly. That's what I tell these homosexuals that they start talking about, adopting children. I said, you know, understand, two lesbians cannot tell a little boy what it's like to, you know, adolescents, you know, and it's the same thing. Two guys can't tell a little girl what it's like. No, they can tell the science of it, but they can't say what it's like to grow up a woman, okay? Now, homosexuality, as far as I'm concerned, is disgusting and nasty, okay? But, and they should never be allowed to adopt children, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I kind of along that same line. I feel like, you know, if they want us to accept their lifestyle, then they also need to accept their lifestyle, and that lifestyle does not bring children into the world. I'm going to let you go, Mike, because I want to go on, and I want to give some statistics on this, because it just happened, you know, it's coincidence, you know, that I just happened to have this in my hand this morning, and it's giving some statistics about family, and about the, so I do appreciate your call, Mike, but it's about the married mom and dads. Does it make a difference to those children when the parents stay married? Now, I understand that divorce happens. So don't let me, I'm not trying to point fingers and give anybody any kind of ridicule. I'm not at all. We're just looking at the statistics of when it does make it through, okay? And it says here, now this is coming from the Daily Signal, how many kids grow up with their married mom and dad? Well, nowadays it's more rare than it was when I was younger. It says 54% of U.S. teens 15 to 17 years old do not live in a home with their married mother and father, according to the fifth annual index of the family belonging and rejection released this month by the Family Research Council. It says over half of American teens are about to enter adulthood without the tangible benefits of intact family life. Now, if you've got a father that beats the mother, shows no respect to anyone, that's pretty much how the children are going to turn out. But if you have a father and a mother that continue to love one another, stay together, you know, manage to get through all those fires and all those monumental things that happen in our lives, the children are more apt to have that stability as well. Now, it's just statistically true. Now, understanding that divorce happens, and sometimes it has to. But children do so much better when there's a father in their lives. And this goes into the welfare system of the United States and what we are doing. Not only with the welfare, it seems to punish those parents if they marry. They'll lose money if they marry. So society does not support stability in a home. Hollywood, obviously, portrays the man always out to be the buffoon, the stumbling, bumbling, lazy buffoon that doesn't know anything, instead of a balanced marriage. The Middle is one of my favorite sitcoms right now because it deals with what these parents go through raising their children. Been there, done that. I understand some of it. And the parents think they're just the worst parents and the laziest parents in the world. And then every time something will turn around and they think, well, we did really good. We did really good. But, you know, society throws so many things at us. And so many things at your children. You need to be there for them. Statistics show that children that have a male figure, that have that father figure that stays in their lives, do so much better in life. And are more apt to be that same kind of person. We have to reach out in love. We're going into a break. I'm going to change the topic. When we come back, your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are slash were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only
$13.99. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, you heard the commercial or the little clip about Radical Islam is in the House. And Dr. Kaufman will be back with us tomorrow. He's going to be on the air with us tomorrow. He's been facing some health issues, and he is going to be here with us tomorrow, and we're going to talk about that and what's going on right now with Islam in the House and how best we can deal with that. Now, I had a couple of articles here. They're from Newsmax. They're from Newsmax. I've seen them on WorldNet Daily and other places, too, but this one, you know how I feel about this man. So I'm going to share this with you, and then I've got a few comments to make. But this is coming from Newsmax. McCain says, "I'm ashamed of my country, my president, and myself." Not for the reasons that you might think. Senator John McCain said Sunday he is ashamed of the lack of help being given to the Ukraine in its fight against Russian-backed separatists. "I'm ashamed of my country, I'm ashamed of my president, I'm ashamed of myself that I haven't done more to help these people." He's ashamed that he hasn't done more to help the Russian people in the Ukraine. He's not ashamed of how he turned his back on his own state when they were trying to protect their borders. No, he's not ashamed of that. He's not ashamed of why or how he has waged a war against the Tea Party conservatives in his state No, that's not what he's ashamed about. He's not ashamed that Congress has done nothing to turn this economy around. No, that's not what he's ashamed of. He's ashamed that he hasn't done more to help the Russians in the Ukraine. These are the people you elect to be your representatives. He says they're not asking for boots on the ground, they're just asking for weapons. And he's ashamed that he's not done more to help them. He's not ashamed of how this nation has declined morally. He's not ashamed that we abort children right and left, day in and day out. No, he's not ashamed of that. He's not ashamed of the things that have gone downhill in this nation. How all of a sudden we hate each other. We're fighting if we're Republicans and Democrats. We're fighting if we're this color or that color. We're fighting over this religion and that religion. We've no longer become one as American people that we should be. No, he's not ashamed of that. He's ashamed that he hasn't done more for the people in the Ukraine. Should we help him? I don't know. But I'm thinking these people have been elected to do your bidding, to do what's best for this nation, not for their party, not for their careers, but for the people who elected them in their states. But he stands up and says he's ashamed that he hasn't done more for the people in Ukraine. I guess everything's hunky-dory in Arizona. Hunky-dory. When he refused to support them when they were fighting the borders. Still fighting that. But he's ashamed that he hasn't done more to help the people in the Ukraine. Well, Senator McCain, I'm ashamed that we have somebody like you who thinks more of himself than he does of the people of this nation. Would you even say such a thing? And Giuliani's taking heat because he's ridiculed President Barack Obama and he will not back down. And I don't know that he should. Can we judge others' hearts? No, we cannot. But we can judge their actions, John McCain. We can judge the actions of what you do or don't do, what you say and don't say. The actions that I see from the D.C. occupiers, and I'm talking about the White House occupiers, and I'm talking about the occupiers in Congress, that are occupying offices and cutting deals. Of all the things that we need in this nation right now, I mean, we're sitting here talking about aborting children, encouraging promiscuity, discouraging what marriage really is. We got to redefine it so we can make all of our feel-goods feel good and accepted. And we got to sue people when they hurt our feelings and take their businesses out if they don't do what we want. But John McCain, he's ashamed that he hasn't done more to help the people in the Ukraine. And Giuliani's taking heat because he doesn't think Barack Obama really loves the people in this nation or loves this country. I don't feel loved. I don't feel loved by him. I don't feel loved by John McCain. I don't feel loved by Roy Blunt. I don't feel loved by Claire McCaskill. I don't feel any of them care about this nation, except for a few. Except for a few. Somebody stands up and makes some comments and they're attacking him. Scott Walker's been attacked because he didn't finish college. He's been attacked because he doesn't believe in evolution. but he loves his country. I do believe that he does. I don't know the man. But I'm going to tell you what. The Republic needs to stand up. I can point my finger at D.C. or at those in Missouri. I can point my fingers at people that are on the city council here in my community. But if I don't do something, if I don't live my life the right way, if I don't do something to make a difference, then I guess I'm just as guilty. And no, I'm not going to run for school board. But I'm going to tell you what. It's going to take every single one of us to come together to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit CZE.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.